From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Twin suicide attacks in the western Syrian city of Homs kills at least 42 people, including a senior intelligence officer. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says several attackers blew themselves up near the headquarters of both state security and military intelligence. An Al-Qaeda affiliate has claimed responsibility for the attack, saying five of its militants stormed two heavily guarded districts in their center of Homs. Bashar al-Jafari, head of Syrian government delegation of the Geneva peace talks, said he had asked UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura to issue a statement condemning the attacks, which he said were carried out by an al-Nusra front. He said there should be a statement of such condemnation in all platforms of discussion in Geneva. A proposal by U.S. Republican state governors to overhaul a federal program that provides insurance to more than 70 million low-income Americans triggered tensions at a national gathering of state leaders in Washington. The National Governors Association was in the second day of its annual winter meeting, with policy discussions so far focusing on health care reform, education, and cybersecurity. In addition to their talks on domestic issues, a number of state executives spoke to VOA about immigration controversies that have gained widespread attention nationwide in recent weeks. A senior commander says Iraqi militarized police have captured a neighborhood on the western side of Mosul amid fierce clashes with Islamic State militants. The major told the Associated Press the militants deployed at least 10 suicide car bombs, but nine of them were blown up before reaching their targets. This is VOA News. Here in the U.S., a former Labor Secretary, Tom Perez, has been elected head of the Democratic National Committee. He will be charged with overseeing the task of rebuilding the party following the presidential win of Republican Donald Trump. Perez, the first Latino, holds the post. He won in a widely contested, which was seen as a proxy fight between defeated Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her chief party rival Bernie Sanders. And Hillary Clinton has urged Democrats to stay involved and continue organizing despite their loss to Donald Trump. A recorded message from Clinton was played to an audience at the Democratic National Committee winter meeting in Atlanta.
We as Democrats must move forward with courage, confidence, and optimism, and stay focused on the elections we must win this year and next. Let resistance plus persistence equal progress for our party and our country.
Out of party and our power and looking for a way forward, Democrats are hoping to harness the energy of an opposition movement that has flourished since President Trump took office. Police in Germany have shot and seriously wounded a man after he hit three people with a car, killing one of them. Police say they don't believe the attack is to be terrorism-related, but they do not know of any other possible motive. An investigation is underway. Similar attack took place in Germany this past December when a terrorist drove a truck through a crowded Berlin Christmas market, killing 12 people and injuring 50 more. Pakistan has disclosed it is engaging in negotiations with Afghanistan on developing a joint mechanism to address mutual cross-border terrorism concerns, and both sides could formalize a deal this week. Bilateral relations have plunged to new lows in recent months, with Islamabad and Kabul accusing each other of harboring anti-state militant groups. President Trump has signaled he will not take part in the annual dinner of the White House Correspondents Association meeting, or dinner, an event that is normally a political imperative for the U.S. president. The formal dinner is over 2 months away, but Mr. Trump broke the news about not attending with a tweet. A day earlier, he had taken White House reporters and media outlets to task for what he said he believes are their deliberate spreading of fake news about his administration. And the president will begin rolling back Obama-era environmental regulations in an aggressive way as soon as next week. That's according to the head of the Environmental Protection Agency. He said that he understood why some Americans want to see his agency eliminated completely. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt told the Conservative Political Action Summit in Washington. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.